সো ইট ইজ জাস্টিফাইড দ্যাট সর্বধর্মান পরিত্যজ্য মাম একং শরণং ব্রজ। ইউ হ্যাভ অল ইয়োর ডিউটিজ পসিবল অ্যান্ড কাম টু মি ডিউটি গুড অর ব্যাড হোয়াট এভার ইউ ক্যান কনসিভ ফ্রম ইয়োর প্রেজেন্ট পজিশন গিভ আপ এভরিথিং exhaustively and grudgingly and straight come to me, I am everything to you. This is Krishna consciousness. You belong to me, you are my property. Just as you think your slave, you can say that you are master of your slave or anything, any property. So you are property or slave to me. And by that idea, that is the truth, that is the truth. And by accepting that truth, you will live, die to live. You will be a beginner. You will come in normal position. At present, abnormal position you are suffering from, thinking, sham master of, I am monarch of all I serve. I am monarch of all I serve. That idea, that ego is the worst enemy to you. Service in general, then there is scrutinizing, service of different type, Santa Dasya Sakya Vatsalya Madhura. And that is also calculative, then spontaneous, in this way. And the hierarchy, in the developed condition of the details are there. And in the Madhura Rasa, Ujjwal Nilmani, written by Nilmani, Nilamani, মানে কৃষ্ণ নীলমণি, মণি মানে পজেসিং ওয়ান্ডারফুল পটেন্সি ক্যাপাসিটি মণি। ওয়ান্ডারফুল ইনকনসিভেবল, দি ওনার অফ ইনকনসিভেবল পাওয়ার মণি, উইচ ক্যান প্রডিউস এনি অ্যামাউন্ট অফ গোল্ড, বাট It does not have any change in it. That is money. Nilo money. The color is blue, not detectable very easily. And ujjal ras, that means madhura rasa. Ujjal Rosh, another synonym for Madhura. The Nilmani, when in Madhura Rosh, that is Ujjal Nilmani, Ujjal Rosh. Ujjal Rosh, super fine, all surpassing, bright, surpassing all brightness, the brightest Nilamani, we find him in concerthood, and that also without any consideration of any law, concerthood, the autocrat. Autocrat concert for Ujjal Nilamani. And what is his nature, how his dealings, that is mentioned in a book written by Rupa Goswami, and the name of the book has been given as Ujjal Nilamani. And the first part of devotion in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, from the beginning of an ordinary civilized life, religious life, he has taken to Santo Dasya Sakkho Vatsalya, the Madhura Rasa of highest there in another book, which is named by Ujjwala Nilamani. Nilamani in its highest luster, Ujjwala's luster, highest luster, that Nilamani in concerthood. And how is his characteristic, and how also he plays with his paraphernalia and the Madhura Rasa. That has been described in details in Ujjwala Nilamani, that book named Ujjwala Nilamani. In the scholars, so-called scholars of the literary department, they are dumbfounded to find how that has been analyzed so finely in this book, so finely and elaborately. Certain points have been taken in, and in an organized way they have been distributed in that book. Mujjanti yat shuraya. The great scholars, they become dumbfounded when they come to such statements. Hare Krishna. Mujjanti yat shuraya Bhagavat. The promise of Bhagavatam in the beginning, in introduction, this warning, this caution is given to the scholars. You all be dumbfounded when you will have to come to this plane. No scholarship will perish here. Mujjanti yat shuraya. Not ordinary, shuraya. The great scholars. They won't be bona fide to enter. They won't be considered fit to enter this plane. It is so mysterious to all. Only the surrendered soul, they can understand and feel this. Outsiders, keeping them as a subjective inquirer, research member, they can't have any entrance here. It is superior subjective realm, super subjective realm. Nidai, gold, holy gold. কৃপাঙ্ঘ্রি গুরু গৌরাঙ্গের কৃপা, কৃপাকে পাশন ধরে তার আবার অন্ধি,
ওইরকম ভাষা রয়েছে। পাদপদ্মমূলে করে দেবে, পাদপদ্মমূলে ইহাই প্রার্থনা যে এই গ্রন্থরাজ প্রতিগৃহে অধিষ্ঠিত থাকিয়া ভগবত লীলা সুধারাশি শ্রদ্ধালু শ্রবণে নিহত বর্ষণ করত, সকল জীবহৃদয়কে ভগবত প্রেমের দিব্য আনন্দময় লোকে উপনীত করুন, অথবা সকল জীবহৃদয়ে ভগবত প্রেমের দিব্য আনন্দময় অনুভূতি স্ফুরিত করুন। দেখুন, একটা দিন
প্রথমটাই ভালো,
প্রথমটাই ভালো,
হ্যাঁ,
আনন্দময় লোকে উপনীত করুন, আধুনিক
আকর্ষণ করুন, উপনীত করুন বা আকর্ষণ করুন। Die. Jalandharu, that boy comes from ISKCON. How he is behaving? First to go anywhere and to inquire who is a religious man in this side, in this locality. And then to approach that so-called religious man in this locality. Then try to talk with him. Then if he is not sympathetic, then to inquire who are the persons you know who may be sympathetic to this sort of learning and instruction, to get some name, and then approach to them with some pamphlets or books or invitation letter or something, and to invite him to the center and seek his sympathy, because it is only is dependent on the collections of the public, the religious public. In this way to begin, and to approach everyone and to try to get some few more names from them. Wherever we shall go, A, B, C, we shall ask them, give some name known to you, who has got a sympathetic mind towards such movement. In this way, so the field, to extend the field, and then go some maybe permanent subscriber. Some may give some installment help. In this way, we will be known to the society and the press, and go on, able to. When Sudananda came here after 6 months, 9 months perhaps he stayed here. So 6 months I thought that I must visualize him. I sent him in a party to Calcutta for collection with other Brahmacharis. But Uttaranda did not take part there. After reaching Howrah station, he went to some place, and when these people are returning, anyhow he managed to join them, came here. Then, knowing about his manners, I asked him, what do you want? You won't be utilized for any other center except your Gurudev? He answered, yes. And then I shall recommend you to Madhava Maharaj, go to Calcutta and stay there and try to meet persons. They are educated English-knowing people, and gradually you will create your faith. Then I asked that the person to come position. Then in that position, between Damodar Maharaj and Goswami Maharaj, a vast land, he tried to secure the land there. And he did that. And in the meantime, Jayapataka also came, and both combined. They secured the land there, and now this ISKCON has come up. So he went, according to my advice, to Calcutta, and began to see the capitalists, the advocates, the judges, securing their men, and gradually began to canvass. So as a beginner, generally should do in that way. Yes. The heart within and the God overhead, unknown, everything is unknown. and to begin with heart reading and follow about it. That much. Anything to be done like that. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Gauri Hare. বিশ্রাম তো সবসময় করছি, থাকার পরে যা কথাবার্তা বলা, অবসান, ডিপ্রেশন, ডিপ্রেশন ডিউ টু ওল্ড এজ, জন্ম মৃত্যু, জরা, জরা ব্যাধি, লাইক ডিজিজ, জরা ইনফার্মিটি অলসো লাইক এ ডিজিজ অ্যাপারেন্টলি. হরি ইন দি বিগিনিং হ্যান হেলথ ইজ অল রাইট, হোয়েন ওয়ান পার্ট কান্ট ওয়ার্ক ডিউ টু ডিজিজ, আদার পার্টস কামস টু হেল্প হিম, কাম টু হেল্প হিম. বাট ইন জরা ইনফার্মিটি, when one part is unable, then he requires help from another part. He also wants that, I want help from you. So, in jara, in infirmity, it is just the opposite. None approaches to help another part. And so the whole organism succumbs. Bhaktivinoda Thakur compared it to this Jadukul Sanghar. They revolted against one another. When passing away, they showed this practice. Before this, every unit was helping another unit. But at the time of passing, everyone revolted against another. And showing this dramatic play, they entirely disappeared from this. This is the custom, or this is the fashion of this mundane world. This is the very nature of this mundane creation. At the time of the greatest need, everyone will deny himself because he is in the same position. But just before, when growing, everyone comes to help another. And when you're going, then just the opposite. And the Jadukul showed this example to the world. That when going out, this will be nature of the every unit. They all want to approach, they will demand a mutual help, but none will be able to supply. In want of energy. The whole is withdrawn. The life is being withdrawn. Energy is being withdrawn from backing in general. Hare Nidai, 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 Nidai. Kato dash bajda.
At heart, you are younger than all of us.
You feel like that. Hare Krishna. The grosser side becomes more and more attacked by more and more mortality, mortal influence. And inner sight are less attacked. But only for the want of the cooperation of the dwarf sight, the inner sight cannot work in all day. Hare. Man, buddhi, intelligence, buddhi, intelligence, then soul. Soul is evergreen. It does not die. soul, eternal, constant. So it is said in Upanishads and Gita. If once we can find, we can meet our soul, then a diabolical change comes in our life. Oh, so highly qualified things here I am. I was considering that this perishable body, this flickering mind, I am there, dislocating myself, there. They are all trespassers. And some enemy tendency. And I am soul, I have no necessity of all these things. Without that I can live. No food necessary from this jurisdiction. Independent. Some wonderful existence I have got. In reality I am so noble, so high, so good. Diabolical change comes there. And he tries to enter. That is what is necessary, that we are soul, and which is independent of matter. Then this atomic energy has nothing to do with us. We are such transcendental existence. The atomic threatening, or any other, no threatening, the lightning, the thunder, the earthquake, all troubles in only limited to this body, which is a foreign representation, a concocted representation of me, of mine. A proper myself is there in such high level. If we can really have a touch of that, our own identity, that soul, independent of matter, then the revolutionary change comes in his mind. Then his attempt to go upward becomes quite genuine. Otherwise, it is suspicious, doubtful. Yes, let us try. I am hearing, of course, a good prospect. By intelligence I can follow something. Let us try. That hesitating progress. But when one comes to the plane of one's own soul, there, here I am, oh, then all false conceptions, so long like a dream, finished. I am to start a new life. And a new perspective, plane, to go up. This way. And soul is nearby. We can try to find out if we can eliminate this, the process of Upanishad and the Gita. Indriyani parannahu, first we have to understand that our senses are the all important. If senses are removed, all world of our experience, nothing to me. Only through senses the existence of the outside world is to me. Minus senses, eyes, ears, all these things, no world to me. Then what is the mind? Sankalpa vikalpa, I want this, I have heard this, I don't want this, rag this, enemy, friend, this is mind. What is that in me? To inquire within. What is that element in me? What seeks for friend and avoids enemy? Where is he? It is in me. Sometimes it comes, then other as it is hiding. I must find out where it does exist. My mind, by what substance it is made up. To try to get the approach, to analyze and this thing. Then having some idea, then to go to the reason. Where is that reason? Mind demands something, reason says, don't take that. Don't eat that. What is that principle in me, that fine thing? What is this nature of existence? We shall try in our introspection to find it out substantially. If that is possible, then the next starting towards soul. What is that soul? Which makes possible the reason to act, the mind to want, and also our senses to connect with things. That spark, that spark of knowledge, a drop of knowledge, where is that soul in me? What position does he hold? I want to see him face to face. Then in this way we can, like a lightning, a lightning touch, he can come in introspection to the soul. Then the whole world, the conception of the whole world will be turned diverged in different lives. So this is undesirable. These are undesirable, only thirst on me. They have come. Enemies has come in garb of friend. They are all enemies. Anyhow entrap them, and now they say the unavoidable friendship with them. Without that we can't live. But it is all hooks. Then from soul, the point of that wonderful knowledge, and the knowledge, the ocean of knowledge, and the more efficient and efficient on the other side, in the subjective area, how to come in connection and appreciation. The very trend of life will be changed, and the total change will come in our search, in our standard of prospect in life. It will take the real shape, concrete shape of devotion, the search after the higher sphere, the searching, the higher and higher sphere, and how to enter there, the opposite. I just made them told, it is better to reign in hell than serve in heaven. But we shall have experience just of the opposite. It is better to serve in heaven than to reign in hell. The opposite. To serve in heaven is highly superior to reign in hell. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Nitai, Gaur Hari, Gaur. The question of energy is important in the mortal world, but in the constant, eternal world, this sort of energy has got no value. No value, that is eternal. That is a substance, eternal. Not traveling thing, always breaking, always disappearing, always disappointing, not treachery. It is constant, this thing is possible. Without pudding, without feeding, without taking medicine, taking rest, thing can go on. The labor for to earn bread, then to get medicine, then leisure, all these things not necessary at all when things is of eternal value, permanent thing. Then all these problems at once are eliminated at one stroke, which is making us busy, madly busy, that can be eliminated at one stroke, easily and hatefully. Such is the plane, and I am a member of that plane. Then what to do? That will be our problem. How to approach the higher realm? We said if you want to go superior subject, then you will have to have a disha. That means you must be utilized by them. In other words, slavery. Then finer realm you will have experience. More fine. But slavery, at the cost of slavery. But yes, mastership here in the mortal world, that is a curse, and the slavery in that world, that is a boon, we'll be able to understand, experience. Gaudhari-gaudha, what do you say?
If somebody is taking initiation from somebody who is not very much advanced in spiritual life, is it possible for the disciple to surpass his guru?
Not so easily, but that's a very serious condition. No? It may be allowed. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Gaudhari, 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 Gaudhari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaudhari, Gaudhari. All right, leave up here now. They brushed aside the undesirable things concerning enjoyment and renunciation. They are brushed aside, cleansed. What is the beginning itself?
Nashtaprayeshu
abhadreshu. Abhadra means impure, undesirable. When they are going to be completely vanished, nashta prayeshu, when almost they have disappeared, at that stage, nityam bhagavata sevaya, by our association, serving association with bhagavata grantha and devotee, sadhu among shastra. Bhagavat means do. Bhagavat sambandhya, pertaining to Bhagavan, that is God, Krishna. And that is Bhagavata Shastra as well as Bhagavata means bhakta. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Tarpar kiya jai?
Bhagavat
Bhagavati
Uttama Shloke,
Bhakti
Bhavati.
Bhagavat Uttama Shloke, Bhakti Bhavati Nashtiji. Then, that nishtha or nairantarya, that is the continuous connection with God consciousness, comes out from within. The interrupting elements coming out of renunciation and enjoyment, they vanish, and the continuous flow within, the connection with Krishna consciousness pure, that comes out, the covers vanishes. These are two covers, that is exploiting tendency as well as renouncing tendency. Bhukti mukti spriha. Yavat and Panyavidashita Sunam Karma Gyana Janavitam. Karma and the Gyan, the exploiting spirit, and the Gyan means leading to liberation, that knowledge, they are covers. They are not a proper element, a part within us, of our soul, of our real entity. They are only covers. Those, they are uncovered. And the continuous flow within, with Krishna consciousness, that comes out. Nishtha. Nishtha means nairantarya, continuous. Adu shuddha tato sadhu sanga, tato bhajana kriya, tato anartha nivritti, after tato nishtha rutis tato. Nishtha means nairantarya, continuity. We can find out when the covers are driven, then we find that inner continuity of flow with Krishna connection of us. That is, mastigi bhakti appears. That is, bhakti bhavati. Uttama shloka. Uttama shloka. Uttam. Nane, udgatam tamu jasmat. Where from the ignorance has been exhaustively eliminated. Uttama. By whose connection? All sorts of ignorance. Tamu means ajnan. Andhagar, misalliance, that has been completely driven out. Ut-udgatam, utkhittam, tama means ignorance, misalliance, that is completely cleared, cleansed. Bhakti bhavati naishthiki. Then on the basis of nishtha, that is the continuous flow, more progress in the positive side, asakti, then bhava, then prema, in this way, the it will, the inner aspect of devotion will gradually come out, and we shall be able to dive deep into reality, which may be considered as death in the external world. Die to live, we shall enter into inner side more and more, more.
Prayesha. It says that
Prayesha means gradually.
Gradually.
Almost. Nearly.
Yeah.
Almost.
Almost to nil. Why is it almost to nil?
Kriyasek shrukta.
Eta nashta prayesha.
Nashta prayeshu avadreshu.
Nittam bhagavata shiva.
No. Why not fully?
Why not fully, yes. Why not fully? And what
that is gradually. Nastra praishu avadreshu. Nittam bhagavata sevaya. Bhagavata uttama sloke bhakti bhavatina. The development, it is, the description is given there, the gradual development. Nastra praishu. When such stage comes, when all the undesirability almost finished, then we can have a real peep into the thing. Just as when, like the Arunodaya, Usha ke ki bale, early morning, sun is not there, but darkness dispelled. Maybe the darkness has been removed, but sun has not yet risen. Gradually, it is like that. Master Prayeshu, at one stroke, nothing can be finished. There is a process of sadhana, means to end. Gradually, slowly, according to the capacity of the devotee, his endeavor, his sadhana, gradually the development comes to appear. Nastra Prayeshu, when almost the darkness has been finished. I started for a particular place when almost the darkness disappeared, but not sun yet rising, something like that. Nastra Prayo Abhadra. Abhadra means
inauspiciousness.
Bhadra means gentle, Abhadra means non-gentle, symptoms. They all vanish. That is abnormal. Abnormal, not gentleman-like tendencies. Exploitation is not gentleman-like. It is mean attempt to exploit the environment, meanness. So abhadra, this is not gentlemanlike. The ungentlemanlike tendencies gradually disappear, almost disappear. And we make further progress. It is like that. Not all on a sudden, at one stroke, everything is clear. It is not. According to our bhajan, sadhan, our attempt, it will gradually, the undesirability will vanish, go away. And by different stages we shall reach the goal, passing different stages, from higher to higher, higher to higher in this way. आदु श्रद्धा तथा साधु संग अथवा भजन क्रिया अथवा अनर्थ निवृत्ति दिस हैज बीन एनालाइज्ड बाय रूप गोस्वामी एंड गिवन दैट दीज आर द स्टेप्स आदु श्रद्धा तथा साधु संग अथवा भजन क्रिया ततो अनर्थ निवृत्ति ततो निष्ठा निष्ठा मीन्स कंटिन्यूअस कनेक्शन देन इन द पॉजिटिव डिरेक्शन आफ्टर निष्ठा द नेगेटिव साइड एलिमिनेटेड. When nishtha came, negative side eliminated, we come to have sisa. And then in the positive side, we have to make progress. Then asakti, bhava, prem, within prem, sneha, maam, pramana, raga, anurag, bhava, mahabhava. In this way, it goes to the topmost place. Mahabhava means Radharani, which is never found anywhere. That intensity of bhakti, what is found in her, that is not found anywhere. That is Mahabhava. Up to that, it goes.